Maybe you're looking to grow in Christ. Maybe you're looking to know if God does really exist. Well, you've come to the right place as we go to God's Word for answers for life. Abounding Grace with Pastor Chris Gordon is coming up next. Join us. Welcome to today's edition of Abounding Grace with Pastor Chris Gordon from United Reformed Church here in Linden. Each day we come to you with just a few minutes of time to spend in God's Word that we might grow in grace, that we might find ourselves encouraged in our walk with Christ. And for those who are seeking to know if God really does exist, well, the answers again are found right here in God's Word. Won't you join us for this edition of Abounding Grace? Here's Pastor Chris Gordon.
In Romans chapter 5, the Apostle Paul gives us a wonderful statement there, an assuring statement. And this whole statement is on assurance, because a lot of Christians do struggle with assurance, whether God loves them, whether they're in a right relationship with Him. And this whole section is to demonstrate and impress that upon the heart that yes, having been justified by faith, guess what? You have peace with God. We only understood the implications of that. We've looked at that this week. The alternate is that those who aren't justified, those who have not come to Christ with a believing heart, are at war with Him, and they will lose that war. And so coming to Christ, you have the ultimate assurance, believing in Him, you have peace with God. That's an assurance for you that you've entered into this relationship of peace, that in receiving Him by faith alone, you can be absolutely sure that what Christ did in AD 30, in the month of Nisan, at about what, the sixth hour of the day when He cried out, "It is finished," brought true reconciliation between you and the Lord. And what's so comforting about this, my friends, is that the love of God that you have experienced in being totally acquitted of all of your sins was totally founded in Him, offered to Him in Christ, secured by Him, all of which tells you that Christ's death was for you. Because you have believed and received Him, it points to the reality that Christ has propitiated the wrath of God and reconciled you. Here's where something very unfortunate happens in our day, however. In our day, we present the gospel as if Christ's death only becomes effectual for you when you decide to make it effectual through your own faith. And so we've built a whole system that treats salvation like a great bank. We know the banks today, as if God has sort of deposited the money in the bank for you. In other words, He's deposited Christ's blood in the bank for you, and you make it effectual when you decide to accept it and appropriate it. If not, you will go to hell, and then His blood is sort of turned off and doesn't become effectual for you. Where's peace in that system? It's a system of God has done your part, now you do yours. Think about it. Think really carefully about it. We've looked at this in the past few weeks. It's that medieval axiom. God will not deny grace to those who've tried to get it. My faith, and listen to this, this is so important. My faith does not give the cross its power. In other words, my acceptance of Jesus is not what reconciles me to the Father. Christ never died for me because I decided to believe and make His death relevant. You see the arrogancy in that? Paul is saying, your very justification by faith is the very assurance that Christ has died for you and that you have been reconciled. You believe today because Christ died for you and propitiated the wrath of God in AD 30. So do you see what we're saying? You believe because Christ died. Christ never died because you believe and made it effectual. Your belief is the assurance of His death for you on the cross. And what Paul is saying here and impressing that upon us is utterly glorious. While I was an enemy, I was reconciled to God through the death of Christ. And having been reconciled, I'm totally assured that I'm going to be saved through His very life, not mine, His life. Just think about the implications of Romans 5, verse 9. How much more than having been justified through His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him. I often think, what will that day be like? There's a horrible day of wrath coming. Can you imagine having to give account of every secret sin, every sin that you've done and committed? So many will, but in Christ, he says, when you come to Jesus and trust in him, you've been declared righteous, and since Christ has reconciled me to his Father, I will never know wrath. That is wonderful news. I am sure to be saved from it because of his great love in delivering up Jesus for me. From his own resources, he sent his son, and that sacrifice was offered to him, and therefore the Father accepts it because it was the sacrifice of his son. Now, does that make the doctrine of justification? How does this doctrine of justification and peace with God impact every area of life? You see, if a sinner knows that he stands right before God and is living in total assurance, don't you think that changes behavior? In verse 2, Paul gives a few assurances for us who have received this Christ and have been justified by faith. He says, therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand. We have access by which we stand. I love what Martin Lloyd-Jones wrote this. We have entered into a position of grace. We have had our introduction to God, and we now stand before him in an entirely new manner. We have access by faith into this grace by which we stand. The word here is prosagage in the Greek. It means we have a right to enter. We have freedom to enter. So having been justified by faith, we have this direct access and right to enter before this thrice holy God who is a consuming fire. And since we are clothed in the rich robes of his son's garments, not only do we have access, but by his grace, we stand before him. It's a beautiful picture. And so here presented is a totally new creature that Christ has washed and cleansed and loved and presented to his Father, who now has all the rights that Christ does as a son. I love Ephesians 3:12 in this context. In Christ, we have boldness and access with confidence through faith in him. A lot of people struggle with confidence, and I would say it's a lack of understanding justification by faith alone. And again, because people are asking all the wrong questions. Do you have struggles with your marriage? Are you struggling with your finances? And so on and so on and so on. And they've not got to the fundamental issue of the Christian faith. How is a sinner right in the hands of an angry God? He says that when you come to Christ, and having been justified by faith, and you look to him, he covers you. Nothing can change ever that justified status. And this is a serious weapon, let me say, against the continuing presence and power of sin in our lives. And you think of all the sinners listed in the Bible, and some like David's sin or Noah's sin after the flood, getting drunk, and all these sins that are laid before us. But all of them had a confidence, even in the midst of those horrible sins, that they had been given access, that they were forgiven, and could stand before God because of Christ. That their sins, nothing was greater than what Christ could do to forgive and did do. I think it was John Piper who recently wrote an article in the Christianity Today on the great temptations for young boys in our society with sexual sin, due to how out of control pornography is. And he said, look, he often finds that after someone gets caught in a sin, in this particular sin, who is a Christian, they're so beat up and so wounded that the devil's kicked them when they're down. The guilt of their sin makes them feel and think, look, there's no way I could be a Christian and do these things. What does it matter? I might as well live in it. There's no way I could be this depraved in my heart and do these sort of things. Everyone around me has condemned it. And truly, there's no way then the life of Christ is in me and the Spirit is living in me. How could that be if I do these things? And they feel threatened to abandon the whole thing. One of the things that Piper said, of which I really agree, and this is where doctrine becomes so practical, is that the doctrine of justification is a great weapon against such attacks that we all face. Who here doesn't face these sort of attacks when they stumble in their sin? How could Christ love me? How could I do these things? There's no way I could be in a Christian. Those are very real cries, by the way, of the Christian's heart. But Colossians 2:13 is something we need to remember. And you being dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, he's made alive together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses. So look, there's still going to be trespasses, but the fact is, all of them have been in the past forgiven. And that's a very clear truth. The truth is that I really have been made alive. I have and already am forgiven and washed in Christ. I have access by faith into this grace by which I stand. Therefore, I get up. When I stumble in sin, I rise up, I confess it, I lay it before the Father. And what does 1 John say? He is just to forgive you from all of your sins and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. He provides the inner cleansing that we need, the cleansing of conscience, as we look to Christ who has already declared us righteous based on his perfect life. It's so wonderful, isn't it? And this access that we have assures us that the Father's loving face is never turned away. Isn't that not a reason to live this life with joy? I love the story of Martin Luther, who understood this axis. One day he had a fellow companion to him in the ministry who fell sick. And as he was going to die, he wrote a letter to Luther saying his goodbyes. And Luther received it and wrote back, "I command thee in the name of God to live, because I have need of thee in the work of reforming the church. The Lord will never let me hear that thou art dead, but will permit thee to survive me. For this I am praying, this is my will, and may my will be done, because I seek only to glorify the name of God." That's shocking to us because really we don't have as much fervency and boldness today. But that man did get better and he lived 6 more years and survived Luther by 2 months. God says you're justified, adopted, and before me you have access to call me Abba, Father. And so here we have this beautiful picture of a justified sinner standing bold before God as a new creature. And when he stumbles in sin, he has direct access to the Father. The Father's angry face is not upon him, but the face of compassion and love. And as that sinner stands justified, he's completely washed because of Christ and can live in full assurance of the love of God because of what Jesus has accomplished. That's the gospel message. That's what we need to return to today and recognize that when these sort of things take root in our heart, we begin to live with power in the Christian life, trusting in Christ as we wait for the day of his return.
Studying God's Word that we might grow in our affection and love for Christ. This has been Abounding Grace with our teacher and pastor Chris Gordon from United Reformed Church here in Linden. We come to you each and every day for a short time that we might study God's Word together, that we might grow in His grace and His amazing love for us. If you have questions or comments, as always, we stand ready to do our best to answer them. We're at 360-318-0429. Again, you can reach us at 360-318-0429. That's 360-318-0429. You can find out a bit more about us, United Reformed Church here in Linden, who we are, what we believe, worship opportunities, and the like, at lindenurc.com. Now, that's our website where we even have some of the past messages as preached by Pastor Chris Gordon. They're available for you to listen to. Again, lindenurc.com. And then, as always, you're welcome to join us for worship. Our service times are at 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. We meet at 8650 Benson Road here in Linden, Washington. For directions, either go to our website, lindenurc.com, or again, call 360-318-0429. That's 360-318-0429. We thank you for joining us today and look forward to seeing you next time for another broadcast of Abounding Grace with Pastor Chris Gordon.